Chapter 17. The roaming rangers, steely in resolve, had long looks on their stony faces. Shum and Hovind knelt beside their fallen brother, laid on hands, and began chanting in ancient Elvish. As they did, other roaming rangers filed in, smooth in gait, bright elven steel on their broad hips. A dark fire burned in their eyes. They joined the chanting. Bezog closed his eyes and did some chanting of his own, and a magical shield covered the mourning wilder elves. He beckoned everyone closer. Brenwar and Ben moved in closer only because Nath did. They were so entranced by the ritual. Nath felt a pit inside his gut. He recalled the last time a roaming ranger fell, Shum. Somehow, Sansla Libor had brought him back from the dead. He checked the sky. There was no sign of the winged ape, but the dragons crowed evil sounds, mocking, taunting. But it was not them who had done this. It was something else. Over a minute had passed when Shum stood up again and said,
"He is gone."
Some of the roaming rangers lifted the bloody body of their brother and vanished into the woods.
"They will return shortly,"
Shum said, watching them go.
"And then we will haunt this menace down and end it."
The roaming rangers, Shum and Hovind, dressed in heavy cloaks and woodland garb, stood broad and rangy, long flaxen hair braided and beaded. Well-framed, broad, and as rugged as the wilderness they called home. Nath had no doubt that whatever took their brother would pay if he let them chase after it. But he thought that might not be the best plan.
"We have a plan to save the gnomes from Barnabas,"
Nath reminded them, eyeing the cliffs while another dragon dove, landed, and began prowling the ledges.
"And we need to act quickly, regardless of the circumstance. What do you suggest, Shum?"
Roaming rangers were hard to read, both Shum and his brother Hovind. But what Nath could not see, he could feel. Anger, anxiousness. The roaming rangers wanted to let loose on something. Nath couldn't blame them. Shum's long fingers drummed the hilts of his swords. Eyeing the sky, he said,
"You and I will go up. Hovind will stay here and keep an eye on the rest."
His narrow eyes scanned the woods.
"Whatever skulks in these woods, we'll be ready next time."
"Are you sure?"
Nath said.
"We are roaming rangers, young dragon,"
Shum said, whisking out his swords.
"We pledge our lives to the greater good of Nalzambur.
Cheldon's death honors his life."
Without another word, he sprinted for the cliffs. Bezog's mouth hung open. He wanted to speak with Nath. Instead, he found himself gaping at Nath and Shum's sprint for the cliffs. The pair of warriors didn't slow, climbing the brush-heavy cliff face like a pair of monkeys. He'd never seen men so large move so fast and fluidly.
"What are you thinking, elf?"
Brenwar said, holding a large rock on his shoulder.
"I'm thinking we need to stay close,"
he said.
"I believe our enemies are determined to divide our forces."
"That's what I would do,"
Brenwar said, dropping his stone.
"And I don't assume I'll be able to do any rock fetching without an escort."
He punched his fist into his hand.
"But I don't need one. And those roaming rangers need more armor on."
"I thought they had armor."
"Light armor,"
Brenwar said, tapping his breastplate.
"And not dwarfen."
Bezog surveyed the spot where the roaming ranger Chaldon had fallen. A pair of his brother wilder elves had returned and begun covering all the blood with dirt. It left him with a sick feeling. He could still see the elf's body torn and broken, just like otter bone and horse neck. Life taken like a branch snapped. He found Ben's eyes.
"Let's get our backs to the rocks and keep our eyes in the sky,"
the warrior said, unhitching Akron from his back.
"And everywhere else we aren't looking."
Hovind walked over and said,
Follow my men and secure your positions.
What are you going to do?
Bezog asked.
I'll be near.
The big elf hopped on his horse and eased into the trees. Moments later, the other roaming rangers led them and the horses into the outcroppings near the bottom of the cliff. One laid his hand on Bezog's shoulder. His face was long and heavy, more so than the others. Younger, too.
Stay close to the steeds. If trouble comes close, they'll tell you.
He rubbed one under the neck and scanned the surroundings.
They were too far when the creature struck. An error on our part.
He dropped a heavy sack near Brenwar's feet, smiling.
Perhaps you can use these, dwarf.
He drifted away, set his back to the bottom of the cliff, and loaded his long bow. All the roaming rangers Bezog could see were poised and waiting. Brenwar dumped the sack over and picked it up. Dozens of fist-sized round stones tumbled out.
Was he being wise with me?
Ben chuckled.
It's better than nothing, and probably more accurate than the rocks in your head.
He knocked his first arrow.
I'm ready to get on with it.
Brenwar threw the stones back into the sack and hefted it over his shoulder, saying,
Soon enough, we'll see who hits the most dragons with what.
With a tight grip on the Elderwood staff, Bezog tried to look past all the recent horrors he had seen. He was formidable now, and it was not time to get rattled. But he couldn't shrug off the dread his body felt.
A spell, perhaps.
Out of the corner of his eye, he caught another dragon diving out of the sky. A volley of arrows loosed. Pummeled and feathered, the dragon spiraled downward in a tight circle, crashed into the cliff, and tumbled to the surface. The other dragons let out a feverish howl, folded their wings, and streaked toward the earth. Bezog summoned his powers. Brenwar cocked back his stone-filled hands and roared,
Incoming!